1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Large cranes are right now moving into Baltimore Harbor to begin the long process of removing the wreck of the Key Bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore saying on Thursday this stage of the cleanup will be paid for by the federal government.
We submitted an initial $60 million request to the Biden-Harris administration for initial mobilization, operations, and debris recovery efforts. And I can report that as of this afternoon, the Biden-Harris administration has approved that request.
Big fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall last night for President Biden. Former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama were also there. Former President Donald Trump on Long Island at the wake for a slain New York City police officer. Today, marking exactly 1 year behind bars for Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, arrested in Russia for the spying, a charge his company, the Wall Street Journal, and the U.S. government strongly refute. This is ABC News. Eight prison officers are among the 146 arrested for raids after an alleged network bringing contraband into Georgia prisons was uncovered.
It's the largest criminal operation of its kind in Georgia history, say state prisons investigators, including Greg Phillips.
We stopped roughly 170 prison drops.
And?
We did electronic interceptions on Mr. Robert Schwartz, his business here at Thunder Drones, and inmates and associates of inmates.
Schwartz, one of those charged.
Most of our business is consumer business.
State officials say 87 drones, loads of meth, ecstasy, plus hundreds of cell phones and 22 weapons were seized. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And starting Monday, fast food workers in California will begin earning at least $20 an hour, $4 above the state's minimum wage. A new law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom last year applies to corporate and franchise-owned restaurants with at least 60 locations nationwide. McDonald's, Starbucks, Chipotle, and other chains say they will raise prices in response to the law. This is ABC News.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in Rockford, Illinois are sharing more about four people who were stabbed to death Wednesday afternoon.
A 15-year-old girl, a 63-year-old woman, a 49-year-old man, and a 22-year-old man. Seven other people were injured, and Rockford's police chief says one of those is in critical condition.
Reporter Mark Remillard says one of the victims was a letter carrier for the post office. We still don't know the suspect's motive. Wildlife officials have found a dozen new viruses in Wisconsin fish, including a type of coronavirus found in walleyes. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources tests sport fish from time to time. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin say the fish coronavirus is a close cousin to a virus that kills birds. Scientists say people cannot get it. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in the Big Easy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Pelicans, 107-100. New Orleans led by as much as 18 and played a very physical kind of game. The Bucks' Malik Beasley had 6 three-pointers, but it wasn't enough.
I don't know, it was a tough game, so it doesn't really matter if we lose. I like winning. I'd rather hit 1-3 and hit whatever I hit and win. So it's frustrating, but, you know, We'll finish the season off right.
They play the Hawks in Atlanta tomorrow night. College basketball, the Badgers women's team with a decisive win over Illinois State, 86-61. They advance to the Great Eight in the WNIT. Wisconsin's Sanya Copeland leading with 18 points. Baseball, the Brewers open the season in New York against the Mets. Pat Murphy on what he's learned going from being the bench coach to becoming the team's manager.
The game's evolving, and it behooves you to evolve with it. But, my eyes have been wide open.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and a little warmer today. We'll get to near 50 by this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some scattered rain. We could get 1 to 2 tenths of an inch tonight, low of 31. Could see a little snow mix in at times late tonight. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, then cloudy. 46 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Friday on Matt and Air on Air, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer at 10:30, and me, Greg Bach, is in charge of the show. Join us.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, good Friday morning to ya. How you doing? The mayor's still down in Punta Canta or someplace, I guess.
Riviera Maya.
We haven't heard from him, so we don't know what's happened down there. We have no idea.
It'll be interesting to find out if he actually walks in the door Monday morning.
It'll be interesting to find out if he actually went there, if he's just been home the whole time. under those sun lamps. They still make those sun lamps they used to have.
He's got one from the 1950s.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, he'll be back again on Monday. We got a big show lined up today, though. One of the greatest voices in the history of radio, Len Nelson, will be joining us. Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine got some really interesting things to talk about with him. It's Vietnam Veterans Day. We've got a very special guest. It's a guy from my hometown. His name is Rich Carkey. He was a Marine in Vietnam, very badly wounded. Went through some really tough times afterwards, battling with post-traumatic stress, as so many of them have, and continue to. And you want to talk about a guy that'll speak from the heart and not sugarcoat anything about what it was really like in Vietnam. And what it was like in when you come home and everything's just different. And and I talked to Rich yesterday, and you talked to him too,
yeah,
Todd.
Yeah.
And he even admitted it's still there. Some of these guys just can't shake it. As hard as they try, they just can't shake it. Dennis, of course, from the Glam Band, and Chris, you'll be here to talk about what's going on this weekend. And we've got some members of a great young band called Decades. That has just been put together, and they're going to perform tonight at the Epic. There's a huge thing, the big fundraiser for colon cancer, actually. And I shouldn't laugh. That's not what I'm laughing at.
Okay, I was going to say, wow.
No, okay. No, I'm just going to tell you. No, I'm not laughing. No, but I just can't. So I went to the rehearsal a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the girl who's going to be in here, she's wonderful, great young singer, great entertainer. I mean, she's got a future. And she says, hey. And she's, it's like kind of like, okay, I was just kind of give him some guidance, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, let's rehearse the whole, you know, just kind of like do the whole thing. I said, hey, everybody, thank you for coming out here to support colon cancer.
Right.
And I go, not really supporting colon cancer, supporting the fight against colon cancer.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. And then she goes, okay, thank you, everybody, coming out to support fight against colon cancer. Please make sure to get your butts checked.
Well, listen, that's a great tagline,
actually.
That's a
great. I told her, I said, you stay with that. You use that tonight. Absolutely. You use that tonight.
That's good advice anywhere in life, actually.
Yes. So they're going to be here. Decades is their name with... Dennis, and I think Eric's coming in again.
Eric's going to be in because Ask Your Mother's on stage tonight, too.
Yeah. Outstanding. This could be great, man. What a great night that's going to be at Epic tonight. And again, what a great cause in support of the fight against colon cancer. That's just fantastic. So we're going to have a great show. And, you know, it's funny, one thing to talk about with Rich. I don't know if I'll bring this one up, but so In Vietnam, almost everybody at one point or another gets dysentery, you know, from the water, from the, you know.
Right.
Okay. So he had it really bad one time, and they still sent him on an ambush, okay, where you have to lay in the jungle all night long, wait for the Viet Cong to walk by. And he's like, Lieutenant, I can't go. They will smell me. There's no place to go. They're going to smell me. And they made him lay out there with dysentery, which is like on an ambush all night long.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys really had a good time in Vietnam. Yeah.
Man, so much more respect when you hear all these stories. And like you said, you know, some of them never get over it. I can't imagine you would. I mean, that's such a horrible, horrible situation.
Yeah, it doesn't go away. It really doesn't. Some guys do a better job than others of, how do I put it? Put it in the back cabinet, hide it in the closet sort of thing. But there are certain things. Like I've got one buddy, Marine, Vietnam veteran, lives here in town. Or actually lives up around Dykesville. But from Green Bay, and 4th of July week, like the week leading up to the 4th of July and a couple days after, he has to go up to his cabin in like Crandon because the fireworks brings back so many bad memories and he can't sleep. And he said, the worst part is, you know, every guy our age or whatever, at one point in the middle of the night, you get up to take a leak.
Yep.
And he says, that's when he comes. Then he, for some reason, if he hears that and he doesn't sleep again and he has to get away. And there are just certain little things sometimes. Guys will be great, 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 and then something will trigger it. And it's like, you know, we've always talked, Todd, about certain smells, like the smell of a bakery or something like that. You walk by and it brings back some great memories.
Yep.
It's exactly the same thing how your mind works for those guys, but in the it brings back bad memories.
Yeah.
You know, it just so happens that those bad memories are real close on the edge that certain things bring it right back in. And it won't go away. I mean, it just... With some of them, I mean, just like you and me, and we said, if we walk by a fresh bakery, oh man, that reminds me of.
Right.
I mean, I could tell you, I see it in my mind, even talking about that, I see it in my mind. I'd have to serve mass before school.
Right.
Okay. And walking back by the bakery, and you'd just get that phenomenon. It's like, oh man, I just want to run in there and, you know, grab some donuts on my way to school or some Long Johns or something. I mean, I can see it in my mind even when I think about those smells. It's exactly the same for those guys when certain things happen. And to be honest with you, the smell is one of them. One of the guys told me after on a really hot day, after a rain, how you just kind of get that smell from the grass and the you know, the whatever.
Humidity in the air.
And humidity, exactly. Yep. That's exactly right, Todd. The humidity in the air and that heavy, heavy air brings back memories. Yeah, it's incredible what happened. But today is Vietnam Veterans Day. So for all the Vietnam veterans, if there's anybody listening, please text us. If you're a Vietnam vet, we want to salute you. Just tell us your first name, even if you want to go that. And we want to salute you. And please let us know. This day is for you. It's only been going on for, I think, 5 years, maybe?
I think, what did he say yesterday, 2017 or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to, you know, it needs more pub. It needs more
wheels, traction.
That's what I mean.
And it was on this date. I was actually doing some research on it yesterday. It was on this date back in 1973. The last U.S. troops left South Vietnam.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's why they kind of chose the date or
must be.
Maybe.
Must be. Yeah, must be. But it's one of those things, though, too, with these guys, you know. And I got to say this, though, too. The Korean War vets and the Vietnam vets are so similar that they just didn't get. It's just kind of like, you know, I mean, World War II guys came home with huge parades and, you know, right down the main boulevard in New York, ticker tape and. I mean, they were all heroes. I remember talking to some guys when the war ended, and they're out at Three Corners here in Green Bay, just up the road there, and they just built a big bonfire right in the middle of the Three Corners, and all night long, partied all night long, and nobody said a word, and everybody that came by just honked their horns and gave them beer and, you know, brought out hooch that they'd made in their basement or whatever, and it was like, he said you couldn't, one of the guys said he didn't have to buy a drink for like 6 months after he came back.
Wow.
Because the guys knew he had been back, and he was wounded a little bit. He said it was just unbelievable. But these guys, the Korean War guys, were ignored, which was terrible because they fought in horrific conditions, fought their butts off, and got zero recognition for it. And same thing with the Vietnam vets. What so many of those guys went through over there was amazing. And as a matter of fact, I'll tell you who I'm really, because I'm working on another book right now, and I'm working on a podcast where we're doing Vietnam vets. And in my last book, I had two females. One was a flight nurse. And her job was flying back the POWs from Hanoi. So she would land right in Hanoi.
Yeah.
And get these guys on board and fly them back. These guys had been POWs for like 5 years. I mean, this horrible traumatic thing. And then another one, she was involved in going over and rescuing orphans, which was a huge thing from these villages. And I'll tell you a tragedy. And she's from my hometown. She actually was a classmate of my brother, one of my brothers. And they went over one time, or excuse me, she called her parents and said, "Hey, you're not going to believe this. I've been chosen to be one of the people to pick up orphans." And they're like, "Oh my God, that's what an honor."
Right.
You know, she's, "I'm so," they're like, "Aren't you afraid?" She's like, "No, this is a great honor. You know, these poor kids, we're rescuing them. The Viet Cong, the North Vietnamese will kill them." Because some of those orphans, actually a lot of them, and this was almost a little bit of an untold story, a lot of them had American dads.
Sure.
You know, the soldiers.
Yep.
How do I say it? I'm going to use the word. Can you use the word knocked up?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, that was the name of a movie a couple of years
ago.
And then left them. So these kids were going to be completely ostracized, okay, by the everybody else in the country because they were American. And so they were saving them. Well, here's the deal. The first flight, totally full flight, crashed. Everybody was killed.
Oh, man.
And they think it was that the North Vietnamese hit a bomb in some of the things that they carried on, like baby formula or something. They think a bomb was hidden. So the girl's parents assumed she was on that plane until she called them, got through like about week later.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that something? Yeah. So anyway, so she was rescuing these orphans. But the other lady, this was such a fun lady to talk to because she was from like Texas or something. She was whatever. But she was talking about bringing back the POWs. And they were expecting these guys to just be, you know, I mean, they were tortured for years and starved and beaten and, I mean, horrible things. And I'm going to get one of my guys on to talk about that. But so they go through all that and they're thinking, oh, these poor, poor guys. And they get them on the plane. Okay. And the guys are like, "Hey, you're going to the officers club with me tonight." She's like, "Oh, sir, you're going to be in the hospital getting checked out." Bull. "I guarantee I'm going to be at the officers club drinking scotch and blah, blah, blah." And then another guy asked her, he goes, "Hey, can I ask you a personal question?" She's like, "Well, I mean, not too personal, please. You know, just one question." She goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Are you wearing a brassiere?" And she goes, "My God, I'm a lieutenant in the United States Air Force. How can you ask me something like that?" He goes, no offense. But these guys that have just been shot down, the most recent guys in like 72, 73, he said, they said the women in America, nobody wears bras. They all burn them.
What?
He's like, "I'm just wondering if that's true." She says, "No, it's not true." So, yeah, she said they were the greatest bunch of guys. And she was expecting them to be just so downtrodden and everything. So that was kind of a cool thing. But another thing, the nurses. I just read a book on nurses in Vietnam. I'll tell you what. You want to talk about another. And actually, the book I read, the TV series China Beach, which I loved.
Good show.
Was based off this lady's book. And it talks about it. And just the heartbreak of dealing with some of these young guys and what they went through. And the nurses would work like 14 hours straight, you know, standing there. And they try to get 10 minutes sleep and incoming. And it's just unbelievable. So I really want to get a Vietnam nurse on if I can. Actually, I've got a nurse friend who was in Iraq. I'd like to get her on one day, too.
That'd be great.
I don't think the women have ever gotten enough notoriety for what they've done in uniform. I really mean that. But either way, today is Vietnam Veterans Day. Salute to all of you. Thank you for raising your right hand and saying, "Yes, I will put my life on the line for our country." Couldn't respect you more. We'll get set a quick break. As I mentioned, we got a big show coming up, a lot of stuff. Stay with us. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine with the Mayor here on a big Friday. We got a great show coming your way. We had a great show yesterday. Didn't have anything to do with me, but it had everything to do with our guests, Doug and Kathy. Man, they were spectacular.
Hearing those two together on the air took me back.
Yes.
I remember them. Like later in their run, they had a producer, I think somebody produced their show, but they would stand on the other side of the board there.
Yep.
And, you know, Kathy was over. Because that was not a big studio either for standing and stuff.
No. That's why everybody who has been in radio that comes in here, they're like,
oh my gosh.
Wow.
We could have a barn dance in
here. Wow. We've never seen anything like this. But you know what? This wasn't built as a radio station.
Right.
Those places, and Doug even mentioned yesterday when they first went to that building, and it said, okay, this is it, huh? I mean, they used to build those studios so tiny.
Yep.
And Doug and I were talking yesterday about how when we used to watch TV shows, I remember there was a TV show years ago, probably only lasted a year. I think it was called Good Morning something. I would say about 19...
Beantown?
No.
No?
I want to say they're in San Francisco. I want to say about 1968. It was about a disc jockey and the whole thing. And, you know, in all those TV shows, and same thing with...
WKRP,
yeah. And Good Morning Vietnam. You know, when Robin Williams is in this, and he's got the producer on the other side in the window. All the time I've ever worked in radio, that's never happened except right here.
Yeah.
This is the only place I've ever seen. You too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When I found out that they were going to have producers for the shows on this network, I'm like, you're kidding me.
You're kidding me.
What?
I've never had a producer before. So this is awesome. I mean, what we got here is when other radio people walk in, they're like, damn. But great time yesterday with Doug and Kathy, just going back and reminiscing and the great run that they had. That was great. Love having the other radio people on. That's where we got Led Nelson, as I mentioned, is coming on today. And we're going to continue doing that. We like having other radio TV people. And because, you know, so many times we've been asked, hey, whatever happened to, hey, do you ever hear from? So it's great to put them on the air and just, you know, just do it.
Yep.
So I really enjoyed that yesterday. That was just a blast.
It's funny, you and I and he worked together at the building right downtown.
Isn't that
too
crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've all worked at the same. But the thing is, in radio, and you know this better than anybody because you've worked literally every shift there is, right?
Yeah.
Every shift.
Every shift.
So, I mean, if you're a morning person, the only time you see the overnight person is literally walking past each other. There's no other interactions. Hey, morning. Hey, see ya.
Yep.
That's all
it is. And then the person after you.
Yes.
You trade places there, and that's about it.
That's right. Yeah. So that was really great to have them in here, and just a lot of fun. But we want to get a lot of other radio people. And if people, this is one thing we've talked about as far as the Where Are They Now segment that we're doing. If people have an idea of somebody, or if they're curious, hey, do you ever hear from so-and-so? Where's so-and-so? Text us. Tell them how to text us there, Todd.
All you got to do is get that Civic Media app and choose the station that you want to listen to, WISS or WGBW. Click on the text button in the lower right-hand corner. Not only does that come right to the studio, but you can use that for all the contesting we'll be doing in the future as well. In fact, after 7 o'clock this morning, your final keyword on the Mino and the Mayor show for the spring, right into spring contest.
Win a bike.
Win a bike.
Win a bike.
3-in-1 blender, the patio furniture. And we've even got those great Chula Vista getaways. So,
by the way, in my part of my new weight loss program,
how's that going?
Well,
we haven't talked about that this week too much
because
you know Jim's not around.
Yeah. So by the 26th of June, I vowed to be down 20 pounds.
So how many months is that?
Not enough.
About 2 months. Less than two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also got that push-up challenge. Of 20 push-ups and 20 burpees that day.
Right.
And Mark Husen from Bell and Sports Medicine, when he heard me say, he says, John, I'm not sure we have enough staff to cover the various injuries.
They got 3 or 4 people that show up that morning just to be here for you.
You know, when the president goes to place, they got a heart guy.
That's right.
Such a guy.
Yeah,
Mark said, we're not sure we have enough staff to cover that. But that's my goal. 20 push-ups that day and 20 burpees. So that's where I'm going to go with.
Dang it.
June 26th. That's my goal.
So here's my life. You know, I've got a bum knee, right?
I am.
So in the morning, I got to stretch that leg out really good. And I do the thing where you take your feet and you push your toes like as far
forward.
Something snaps in my ankle. So I can't get out of bed this morning, right? I'm hopping around to the bathroom on one leg.
Lordy, lordy.
When does that happen when you get older?
I don't know.
It's like you wake up one day
absolutely,
and everything starts falling
apart. I swear
apart.
I have more injuries. I come in here complaining about more injuries from sleeping. It's like, what in the world just happened overnight in my bed? That all of a sudden, I have a sprained ankle.
Yeah. I mean, you wish there was something going on in your bed that you'd walk, right?
There is nothing. There is less than nothing. And it's like, I get up, and it's like, oh, wow, that was a tough night. That one day I came in, I couldn't turn my head, remember?
Yes.
And Wayne even said, oh, my God, you got such a knot right there in your neck. Why? How? How did that happen? Yeah. Unbelievable. We got a text here. I want to read this. My wonderful late husband, Pat, never spoke about his service in Vietnam until one night we stumbled on a documentary with real footage. He pointed out people he knew and talked for hours. He was on the ground when that plane full of children went down. It was horrific. He never spoke of it again. Wow.
Mary sent that in. Mary, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, wow. He was on the ground on that plane. Unbelievable. Yeah, I'll try to get that lady on. She lives up in Michigan, and but can you imagine what her parents went through thinking that, you know, and it wasn't like now where you just text somebody and say, hey, I'm okay.
Exactly.
I mean, it
could
was
be days, right?
Days and days before you could get a line to get through, and it was like, you know, like if they were in Okinawa, it would go to like Japan, and then Japan to someplace like Los Angeles or San Francisco, and then San Francisco to someplace. So, I mean, it was really, you know, really hard to communicate. And you write a letter, take 10 days, 2 weeks, maybe.
Right.
And that was unbelievable what those people went through. But wow, Mary, I did not know that. And Pat, I knew Pat well, and he never told me that story either. Wow. That's really something. But you know, it's one of those situations too, with so many of those people. And it's just like actual Dud Kaufman, we were talking yesterday. His dad was a Korean War vet, and you know, he didn't want to talk about it. He held it in and everything. And a lot of those people held it in so long. But now, you know, when they get a little bit older sometimes, they feel like, you know, maybe I should just kind of get it off my chest instead of taking it with me to
unburden him. Yep.
Yeah. But when we talk to Rich Karki coming up at 7:30 today, he will be as honest as anyone you'll ever find about what was really like. No BS, no bravado, you know, nothing like that. Not, you know, like, oh, I did this. Nothing like that whatsoever. He'll be just completely honest. So, again, today is National Vietnam Veterans Day. Any Vietnam vets out there or anybody that has a family member that was a Vietnam vet, please let us know. We'd love to give them the respect and honor and homage that they deserved. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I had a chance to talk with Rich yesterday. And, you know, he does a little golfing and stuff, he said. And he said, do you golf? And I said, not very well, so I don't go out that often. He goes, here's what you do. You just go out there and you pretend you're hitting a baseball. He said, and then if it doesn't go well, he goes, you just open another beer. I said, well, that sounds exactly like how I would play.
Well, I thought that was funny yesterday when Doug Kaufman and I were talking about, you want to talk about flop sweat. Do a charity golf tournament. There's a bunch of people on the fair lined up on the fairway. Yeah, when you're not a good golfer.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of sports, today, of course, is opening day for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Finally.
Against the New York Mets. And didn't you say our boy Nick Vetrano had a great post?
Absolutely. So you can hear the game later on today, 12:05, season opener on WISS. Nick, our good friend Nick, actually said, you know, he would never want to take on having to schedule all the games for Major League Baseball. But he says, can't they figure out that opening day fans want to see? I mean, people are waiting for this. So why not have it in locations that have domes, have, you know, roofs, whatever you want to call it? Why wouldn't they do that every year?
Just plan it that way.
And who, as far as a fan, would have any issue with that?
Nobody. I mean, it's still March and they're playing in New York.
Right.
Outside.
Yep.
In New York.
Yep.
In March. That's crazy. That's ridiculous.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, But eventually, I learned I had anxiety. Now, I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Add grape growers to the list of farmers concerned about this erratic Wisconsin weather. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. Ryan Prelwitz from the Ripon area is going to share his concerns next.
Prematurely yellow beans are embarrassing. So-called friends drive by your yellowed-up soybean field and snicker, thinking you should have followed your brother into the insurance business. This season, apply Soy Green, the best technology available to fight against iron deficiency chlorosis. Your friends will turn downright green with envy. Beware of imitators. No other product comes close to the power of Soy Green. Ask your local retailer for Soy Green by name.
Buds on grapevines across the state of Wisconsin are starting to show signs they're coming to life, and that's not necessarily good news at this stage in Wisconsin weather. Ryan Prelwitz is the owner and operator of Vines and Rushes in Ripon, and he says he's concerned about future damage.
To be perfectly honest, we're going into the spring, and I'm anticipating that we're going to see a very diminished crop or no crop at all, potentially. It's really hard to gauge what a year like this does. And, you know, this early of the spring, we know that we're going to get cold temperatures in April. Even if the, you know, soil temperature is warm, and even if things warm up pretty fast, we're still going to see freezing temperatures in April.
Ryan Prelwitz, owner and operator of Vines and Rushes Winery in Ripon. He said the only silver lining he can find to the buds coming out this early is that it will likely thin the supply of available grapes this summer.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption, all to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
And on a brighter note, the Wisconsin State Fair has announced their 2024 Fairtastic Grand Champion artwork. It celebrates the 100th anniversary of the Wisconsin State Fair Cream Puff. Brookfield artist Jeff Sadowski's image and creative painting that depicts fairgoers making their way through the Grand Wisconsin State Fair entrance carrying beautiful rendered signature cream puffs is what will be celebrating that anniversary. According to Wisconsin State Fair officials, they will have the artwork available for purchase at the 2024 Wisconsin State Fair. All monies raised go to support the Wisconsin State Fair Park Foundation. And that is a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Friday. Don't forget more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Mostly sunny and a little warmer today. We'll get to near 50 by this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some scattered rain. We could get 1 to 2 tenths of an inch tonight. Low of 31. Could see a little snow mix in at times late tonight. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, then cloudy. 46 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook.
Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, hello.
Give that a shot. Give that a shot.
How's that one?
Oh, my goodness. That's
hey.
Better.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. And a good-looking Friday. It is 27 degrees in Green Bay, 28 in Appleton, 27 in Oshkosh. Not going to be real warm. I mean, 40 and kind of windy this coming weekend and everything, huh?
Yeah. I mean, not like we had a couple of weeks ago.
No. It's like typical weather now.
Right.
Yeah. All right. What else going on today? Today is World Piano Day. You ever play the piano?
I can play a few songs. Nothing really good. Like I can play guitar. A few chords, a few tinkling of the keys, and that's about it.
I've never played a musical instrument of any type.
Nothing,
isn't that,
huh?
Nothing. Nothing. I don't think I'd be a good piano player. I think my fingers are too short.
Mine are short, yeah.
Because you got to have those long. You see some of those people, it's like how long their fingers are.
Yeah.
You know what? An instrument. Have you ever seen the live version of Leonard Cohen, Hallelujah?
Yes.
Okay. And this keyboard guy does like a solo in the middle of that?
Yeah.
That is one of the most amazing things I've ever heard in my life. If somehow we can find that, just that part. And Leonard Cohen actually, when he's doing live from London, and he takes off his hat and he kind of like, in honor of the guy, you know, puts it here by his heart and lets that guy just take over. It's incredible, Todd. I literally get goosebumps. That live version of Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen is amazing. And when the guy does the keyboard solo, unbelievable.
Yeah, today, really makes you realize how untalented
completely
one is.
That's what's good about radio is you can do this with having no talent whatsoever.
Well, I don't know. We've had some discussions about
whatsoever.
That in the last couple of days. I don't know that that's the case.
It's like a George Costanza thing. I'm not good at anything, so I'm going to go into radio.
I have to disagree with you, and I have to give you credit. And somebody said it earlier this week. Like, you can open a mic. Like, literally, if somebody said, okay, I'm going to give you 2 hours of radio time, and you've got to fill it right now. You'd be the guy pulling the studio, right? And I just put you in front of the microphone, I turn it on, and away we'd go.
Well, that's the one gift I have is BSing.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. My dad was pretty good at that too, to a certain extent, but he could not do what you do.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Lemon chiffon cake day.
Ugh.
Thank you.
I don't
need it.
Nope.
Don't need it.
A little too foo-foo for me,
don't
by the way.
Don't need it. I will say this. For whatever reason, the Northern Italians, my grandma, she used to make the most delicious lemon pie.
Yeah.
That was like, because they weren't big into sweets. You know, like all my friends, they were Swedish and Finn and things like that. And their grandmas, I mean, it's constantly baking cakes and phenomenal things. And the Italians weren't huge into baking, except for lemon pie for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
And not a meringue pie, just a lemon pie?
Just a lemon pie.
Okay.
And it was real. I've never had it. It's almost like a key lime pie, but lemon.
All right.
That'd be the best way to describe it.
There's a lot of lemons in Italy, right?
Yeah, I guess so. That's the one thing
so
they had.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But it was delicious. And I think they used to put, is that saffron? Saffron or something on it? I don't know. But
saffron.
No?
Those are the little flower things, right? Saffron?
Well, yeah. Maybe that's not it then.
Yeah, they're little the little stig.
Isn't that in a song somewhere? Saffron and... Wasn't that a Beatles song?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay.
Wow. Maybe we can't do this job.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you're right. You know what? Downhill. Let's turn it off. Yeah. Lucy Lawless. That was
Xena.
Xena.
Princess Warrior.
Yes. 56 years old. Elle McPherson is 60.
I know. And I have to tell you, when I pull these birthdays up, they always show pictures, right? And it was not the most flattering picture of her at 60.
Oh, she was like the most gorgeous Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model of all time.
The big 6-0 today.
Wow, that's incredible.
People like that, you just expect to always be about 30,
yeah.
35.
Yeah. Well, in my mind, she always will be.
Yeah. at least according to the poster on your wall in your
absolutely.
Bedroom.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Did she marry somebody famous?
Let me look it up.
Did she marry an athlete or something? I thought she married like a hockey player. Hockey players always get the really hot women. What is it about hockey players? Ladies, let me know. What is it about hockey players that's what you guys go gaga over? It's always the hockey players. I don't care what level it is. It's always the hockey players that get the hot chicks.
So one of the guys' names was Giles.
Oh.
Ben Simmon?
Was he a hockey player?
Let's see
here. Sounds like it.
He may have been. Former international creative director for Elle magazine. No,
he was not a hockey player.
Then Jeffrey Soffer.
Was he a hockey player?
Let me look him up real quick.
Jeffrey? What movie is that from?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I know it was from a movie.
But apparently later on he got with Gisele Bündchen. So.
Ooh. Ooh. He's with Tom Brady's ex?
Well, at some point, this was back in 2023.
I'm going to be honest with you something. I'm just going to throw this out there.
Yep, do it.
I would love to investigate and research her family history.
Okay.
Okay. So she's from Brazil, right?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Does she look Brazilian to you?
No.
What does she look to you? German.
She looks very German.
She's German.
Extremely
German.
She
looks so German. You know, after World War II, a lot of the German moved to Brazil.
Yep.
I would love to know her family's history. I got a feeling there's a little something there. I really do.
Well, this says she's an Australian model.
I think she's German.
She certainly has German features.
Yeah. Bündchen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I saw her at a game, okay? And she was like walking by, and I go, she sounds freaking Deutsch. I did. And she's like, yeah.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah,
stop,
she did. I swear.
Stop. Come on.
Todd.
No.
Todd.
No.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
I go, Giselle. Max next. She goes, 9. Swear to God.
Oh, gosh.
I wouldn't lie about something like that, Todd. I would never lie about something like that. Giselle. Scheiße. I'm never going to say what that means. Those are the only words I learned from Dom, who speaks German. My son. So anyway, who else is, what else we got there? Well, that's about it for the birthdays today, huh?
That's pretty much it for the birthdays
okay.
today.
So college basketball, people always say, hey, do you do a bracket? How'd you do in your bracket? I never do one.
I don't either. They did one for the office for Civic Media. I stay away from that stuff.
Me too. And the reason is because I always love the upset. So I want to pull, but if I was doing a bracket to make money, I'd put all the favorites.
Right.
But I love watching. My favorite team is Arizona. I used to cover Arizona. Even though I went to Arizona State, which is always terrible in basketball, just horrific for whatever reason. They can't get a good basketball team. For 30 years, they haven't had a good basketball team. So I'm a big Arizona Wildcat fan. Number 2 seed again this year. And they, last night, I want to say were 4. I watched the game. It was so frustrating. I want to say there were 4 of 28 from 3-point range. 4 of 28.
Wow.
You could get a 7th grade basketball team and they would do better than 4 of 28.
Ouch.
From 3-point range. And this is like the 6th year in a row that they were the favorite team and got knocked off by somebody at least 4 spots lower than them with their seed. 6 years in a row of heartbreak with Arizona. So another reason why I never fill out my brackets. Never fill out my brackets. So let us know if you're doing halfway decent in your bracket, because I would be doing terrible once again if I did fill one out.
A lot of upsets this year. I don't think a lot of people did very well.
No, you gotta put some upsets. You just have to. I mean, you just absolutely have to, or you don't have a chance. But I love this time of year with college basketball. But once one of the teams you're really pulling for falls out, then you kind of you lose a little bit. But North Carolina got beat last night by Alabama. So there's one, I mean, talked about two. In fact, who's the guy? Jay Billis, when right after the brackets came out, he did his. And they said, who do you have in the final 4? And this is Jay Billis, who's considered the guru, the entire guru of college basketball, okay? He had Arizona and North Carolina both in the final 4, both got knocked
yep.
off. So, I mean, this is the guru of college basketball. So, I mean, that's just the way it is with filling out brackets.
Carrie Ann just texted in. She said, go UConn.
They look so good.
Yeah.
Watch them that last night. They got that 7'2" center. Old school center. He's a lot like the kid from Purdue, Edney. Low post guy. Give it to him. Makes a couple moves this way, couple moves this way. Then he does a little bit of half hook shot and scores. Exact same. You don't see those guys very often, but it's going to be interesting. If with the success of those two guys, with UConn's 7'2" guy and Purdue's 7'4" guy, I mean, not that they grow on trees, but I mean, the low post, old fashioned centers are maybe making a little bit of a comeback. They really are. With those big guys that just post themselves down low and hit those hook shots, we got to see. Basketball might be changing it. I mean, it keeps always adapting in certain different ways. And it'll be interesting to see now with the success those two. And they might, there's a chance those two teams, I don't know if they're in different brackets, but they will, at least in the semifinals, would go against each other. How great of a matchup would that be?
Oh, man.
7-4 against 7-2 down low. Now you're talking old Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell sort of days. I think that would be so much fun to see those guys go head-to-head.
Terry says, my whole West bracket is done. Had Arizona meeting North Carolina in Elite Eight.
Yep. I bet 90% of the people out there had that exact thing and both got knocked off last night. So, yeah, it's tough. I mean, that's what makes it fun, though, of course. You know, and that's why, you know, sometimes that person who knows nothing about basketball.
Yeah.
And they win.
They can win.
It does happen. Honest to God.
It was on this date, 1970. I know you're a big music buff. Johnny Cash was at number one on the country album chart with his album, Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Great album, right?
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
1970. It was his 33rd album at the time.
Wow.
That's a lot. And this was one of the big hits from it right there with June Carter Cash.
Oh.
If I Were a Carpenter.
Oh, man. If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway?
Would you marry me anyway?
Would you have my baby?
Have my baby?
If you were a carpenter and I was a lady, I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby. Oh, man.
Boy, they had some kind of love affair, didn't they?
Didn't they, though?
Yeah.
They really and truly did. I mean, that was, you want to talk about a great couple. Although, I got to be honest with you. Have you ever read his autobiography or his biography?
No, I haven't.
I can never. I write books, and I can't tell you the difference.
Autobiography,
and autobiography.
Biography, somebody else wrote it. Okay. Autobiography, he wrote it.
Biography.
Yep.
And it's, a lot of it is about his first wife, who he had all those kids with. He had a bunch of daughters with. And he wasn't a great guy to be married to. Let's put it that way.
Vivian.
Yes.
Liberto or something like
yes.
that, right?
Yeah. Yes. And she was, I don't know if she was Hispanic or Italian or what she was, but she was really dark, okay? And there were some pictures that came out of him and her together, and I think this was in Georgia, and they said, oh, my gosh, she's married to a black woman. We can't believe it.
Right.
It was a big controversy.
Yep.
And she went through so much grief. And he was on the road all the time, and you know, she was left to raise the kids. So then he pretty much dumps her and hooks up with June Carter.
Yep.
And that's actually in the movie, you know, about I Walk the Line, which is a great movie, fantastic movie. But she really had it rough. I mean, I love Johnny Cash like you can't believe. My favorite entertainer of all time. My favorite singer of all time. But he wasn't a really good guy when he was big into the pills and everything like that. But you got to read that. Read that book if you ever get a chance. It's really something and opens the eyes of, you know, what some of those women go through when they're married to entertainers.
Yeah. And especially in that time frame, right?
Yeah.
We think that people have eyes on you now and they want to know everything about you.
Yeah.
Back then, they were a little bit more judgy about stuff.
Too. Absolutely. Absolutely. And June Carter had a really hard time. She kind of, if it wasn't for Johnny Cash, she, because of her hooking up with him when he was still married, she got a lot of grief from her fans. Like a lot of fans, you know, dumped her because of that. But Johnny Cash is singing, nothing better. I remember for my birthday when I was 12, I think, I got Live from San Quentin. I got that album.
Oh, man.
Which was huge. Huge. That's an underrated song, San Quentin.
Yep.
Love that song. I mean, he was just amazing. I still think Sunday Morning Coming Down is one of the most well-written song. I think it was Kris Kristofferson that actually wrote it, wasn't it? But I think that's Johnny Cash's version of Sunday Morning Coming Down is so phenomenal. It's unbelievable. I mean, just the lyrics thing. Nobody writes lyrics like that anymore.
You were right. Kris Kristofferson.
Stumbled through the closet for my cleanest dirty shirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The beer I had for breakfast tasted good, so I had one more for dessert. I mean, that's great writing. The only thing close to that, Ode to a Former Mayor.
Oh, yes. We got to play that this
morning.
Are
we playing that again today?
We got to.
Can we play it when we come back?
Sure.
Ode to a Former Mayor coming up, folks. Coming up. Big. big show coming up. Len Nelson's going to be joining us in a few minutes. Mark Hewson from Bell and Sports Medicine. We got Rich Kirky, Vietnam vet. We got Christy and Dennis.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Bill requested this morning.
If you want your cup, I will fill. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
Now that's the one where they talk about saffron, right?
Yes. That's why he sent that in.
Is that what my grandma used to put on her lemon pie? Saffron?
It could be. That's the little stigma thing or whatever they call those things in the flour, right in the middle. They pick all those.
Okay.
It's really expensive. They dry them and then you put them in.
That must be it then. All right. Was that the Beatles?
No, Donovan.
Oh, Donovan. Actually, okay, for our next break with today being Vietnam Veterans Day, you have to play a Donovan song.
Yep.
Susie on the West Coast Waiting, Andy in Vietnam Fighting. Do you know that song?
No.
Look it up. Susie on the West Coast Waiting, Andy in Vietnam Fighting.
Got it.
You got
it? Found it.
Can you play a little bit of it right here?
Yeah. Okay. Let me bring it up here.
Once again, today's Vietnam Veterans Day.
Susan, I know you love me so, but I want to hear it in my ear. You know I'd be there working at my craft had it not been for the draft. Dry up your tear and feel no fear. You're here with me like I'm there with you. To Susan, West Coast Waiting, from Andy in Vietnam Fighting. To Susan on the West Coast Waiting, from Andy in Vietnam Fighting. I'm writing alone beneath a tree, the smell of the rain on the greenery. Our fathers have painfully lost their way. That's why my
You know, I was just sitting here thinking, great lyrics and all that.
Yeah.
Simplistic,
yes.
Right? Couple of instruments, maybe a little background singing.
Yep.
Produced so differently than music today.
Yep.
You can actually hear, like, when you're in audio, certain things bother me. So, like, when people have mouth noise, I just had talking.
Yeah.
And he's got that in the song, and they just leave it in.
Just leave it in. It's awesome. I love that song. Yes. Very, not a real well-known song.
Was it this B-side to something?
Probably. Donovan was one of those guys that was a little bit, he was kind of mainstream.
Yeah.
But kind of.
Hippie.
Exactly. Yeah. Him and Oliver. Remember Oliver?
Yeah.
Do you do Gene? Gene, you're young and alive. Come to me, Gene. Remember that song?
Absolutely. Well, how can I forget that?
1970? Do you want me to sing along or just
yeah,
like
go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, yeah.
Gene. Oh.
Gene.
Your eyes are red. That's all the words I know. I'll just leave it there.
At Northeast Wisconsin, he used a collective sigh of relief.
Wow. From you.
Oh.
What? You didn't have to take the mayor's spot this week?
No, I didn't. I'm very proud of your singing. That song was just a little,
yeah.
Not your typical.
Okay, you know what was the biggest insult? Not insult. How do I put this? Subtle insult? What's the other word for a subtle insult? Where somebody's really insulting you, but they're trying to not put it in an insulting way.
Okay.
All right. Last week, when had Eric in here, Eric Ratzak.
Yes.
And we played O to a Mayor.
Yes.
I said, hey, what'd you think? He goes, lyrically good.
I think he said like genius or something.
So, but I said, what about three? Lyrically.
I don't think anybody can necessarily deny that fact. And hats off to him for having the, you know, to say that.
Well, he's about 6'5", 240 pounds, or not 40 pounds.
Whatever Eric says,
I'm going to go. Yep. I'm not going to challenge Eric. No, that's one of the last. Okay, the only other two guys, whatever they say, those other two guys we had in here,
that
were they ever good? Those two huge brothers.
Yep.
Man, were they good. I'd love to get them back again.
Take two.
Holy man. Weren't they great?
They were outstanding.
I just think that's, and there's something about being in this studio, Todd, that just sounds good. But when you're that close to somebody, that talented, it's like magic. It's like, how do you do that? How do you do that? They were just great.
They're connected musically completely. Their voices, they're playing.
I would go, if they're performing someplace, we'll find out from Dennis when he comes in. If they're performing someplace, I'm going. I mean, they're exactly the type of music I love. It was that kind of cross between folk country, you know, modern country. It's a little bit of everything. I loved it.
I looked them up.
Yeah.
And on their Facebook page, you can look at Take Two Acoustic.
Yeah.
A couple of posts down, there's actually a video of them. I wish I could show it to you right now because they're really young. They have no beards.
Oh, from when? Okay.
So this is like way back.
And now they look like ZZ Top.
Right.
People.
Right. But even cooler.
Yeah.
They do the song As She's Walking Away from the Zac Brown Band.
Yep.
So I just see this, and it's like, oh, my gosh, that's them. And it looks nothing like them.
When
we go into the break, I got to see it.
Because they're pretty intimidating looking now.
Oh, man. They would be the coolest guys to hang out with.
Absolutely.
In this picture, not so much.
Walk into any bar with them. I don't care. Any bar, anywhere, anytime. No question. And they were just great. So that was, we got to get them back.
Absolutely.
I thought they were just phenomenal. But again, coming up today, when Dennis comes in from the glam band and Aerith Rasek from Ask Your Mother, they're bringing in some members of a brand new young group they're working with. And I can't think of anything cooler for somebody who is as big as Dennis and as big as Eric and as popular as they are in the state of Wisconsin, for them to help young musicians get a start. I think that's phenomenal. And that's what they're doing with this one young band they've helped put together. And they're going to be performing tonight at Epic. So it's going to be a little band called Decades. And then the band called, of course, Ask Your Mother. And then, of course, the glam band. And that's all at Epic tonight. And it's a huge fundraiser for the fight against colon cancer. So I just think that's great. I'm going to be there. A lot of people are going to be there. But we're going to be having Dennis and the whole bunch come on today. And we're going to be talking about that, which is our most fun part of the week. Isn't it, Todd? When we have the musicians in here. And who better to have co-hosts when we have the musicians, and then the man that does as much for local musicians in Northeast Wisconsin for about the last 40 years than Len Nelson. And Len's going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes, and going to have him talk to those guys and talk what's going on with him. Mark Houston's coming up from Bell & Sports Medicine, 734. Rich Karki, Vietnam veteran, amazing Vietnam veteran, will be joining us. Christy and Dennis and the whole gang after that. So stay around. Len Nelson will be joining us next. Back after this.
All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match,
yeah. Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome paranormal investigator Todd Michaels and music and movie producer Wendy Schneider. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.